This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have largely stayed away on this program from the details of the debt limit plan that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy rolled out the other day. And by largely, I mean entirely, because A, our political journalist colleagues are doing a fine job on the details, and B, we are still a very, very long way from anything actually happening. But in brief, McCarthy is trying to get his Republican colleagues to limit discretionary spending, roll back some tax credits, end student loan forgiveness, repeal some new IRS funding, and a whole bunch of other stuff. President Biden and Democrats want what is called a clean debt limit increase, and they want to talk budget stuff at budget time. But here's the thing. The political back and forth is obscuring the economic reality here, because to meaningfully address this country's debt would take some really big and some really politically painful changes. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams starts us off.
There's a whole school of thought that argues having a lot of national debt isn't actually that big of a problem. But it's fair to say much of Congress is not in that camp. Thus, here we are again, fighting over the debt limit. And for all the complexities of the U.S. economy, if Congress really wants to address this, the broad solutions are pretty simple.
On one hand, you can reduce certain type of spending that hopefully will not have these other negative consequences like increasing poverty, increasing inequality, et cetera, et cetera.
Marielle Lopez Santana teaches government and politics at George Mason University.
But on the other hand, you just need more money, right? And how do you get more money? By taxing certain type of people, right? So in that way, the solution might seem very basic.
But of course, the political pain comes when you have to decide who loses benefits and who pays more in taxes. EJ Antoni is a research fellow at the Heritage Foundation.
You have politicians who are all incentivized to go home to their constituents and say, look at all of the goodies I brought you out of the federal coffers.
Promoting more economic growth can help ease deficits, but to make a meaningful dent in the debt, Antoni says both parties need to make hard choices about popular programs, defense spending for one.
But on top of that, we also need to have some very serious conversations about entitlements.
Social Security, Medicare, you know, the things politicians and their constituents really don't like messing with. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.